Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, I'm John Schaefer with another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Today, we welcome Ani Cordero, the New York-based Puerto Rican singer, songwriter, and activist, back to our studio. Her new album, La Machete, tackles subjects like colonialism, feminism, and the harsh reality of life in Puerto Rico after the devastation of Hurricane Maria. So it's serious, but it's also fun, as a lot of these songs ride along on a danceable beat. Ani Cordero and her band are here today to play some of those songs. This first one is called Pan Pan.
Piensa que estamos ciegos, se roban todo del país, que pantalones ni tratan de esconderlo, solo nos dejan pan, pan,
sin mantequilla.
Ani Cordero and her band with a live performance of Pan Pan. Actually, the full title of the song is Pan Pan Sin Mantequilla.
That's right.
Bread without butter.
That's right.
Ani, it's good to see you after a hiatus of a number of years.
Yes.
Good to have you back.
Thanks.
That's on the new album called El Machete. The band here with you today includes Marie Davy on keyboards and backing vocals, Silvio Vega on the electric guitar, and David Cornejo behind our drum kit. And so what does that term, bread without butter, refer to?
I know it's super weird and provincial in a way. It's a very Puerto Rican phrase from the time of my grandparents. So pan pan sin mantequilla is a warning that you give your children if they're not behaving.
Ah.
So you say, si no te portas bien, te voy a dar pan pan sin mantequilla. And that's like, you're going to get a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a play on words because pan pan sounds like
right.
that. And sin mantequilla is like without even butter to soften it.
Right.
So,
so the video for this song features this woman, a dancer, wearing a dress with bread all over it. And it's, where was this shot? It's obviously here in New York.
It was shot in New York. She happened to be in coming to town at the same time as the video maker, Gisela, who is also an artist known as Macha Colon. So we just took that opportunity to create the video. And it's a beautiful video. I love it. And I love it especially because I didn't have to be in it. I have like one cameo. And Wilda is such a great dancer. But yeah, we sewed the, it took us most of a day to sew the bread dress.
Wow. And then during the course of the video, the bread is coming off and people are coming up to her. There are moments where the song stops in the video and you just see her interact. People are taking pictures with her.
People freaked out about the bread dress.
Yeah,
they were really interesting.
Really,
we didn't expect that part actually.
Yeah. Now you got a little more verite than you bargained for, I think.
It was cool though. And it was great to have a conversation with people because then the people would like ask us like, okay, what's the video about? And then we would explain. Then we would explain the song and the fiscal crisis in Puerto Rico.
Right.
And
so that's what the song's really about.
It's really about corruption in Puerto Rico and not tolerating it anymore. And it's a message to the politicians saying that we are not going to tolerate this anymore. We're going to, you know, a Puerto Rico se respeta. It's the basic idea. And the bread symbolism is also like double or trifold for me because there's the whole, it's the food of the poor. Mm-hmm. It's also like the concept of give them bread and circuses and they'll let you do whatever. In the end of the song, it says, there's not even bread and butter anymore. And by that, I mean two things. I mean, there's no food. And the second, we're done with this joke that's like, we're serious now.
We're fed up.
Yeah.
May not be fed, but fed up.
But we are fed up. Yeah.
So the title of the album, El Machete, The Machete.
Sí.
What does that refer to? I mean, there's a vague threat to that title as well.
It's not that vague.
No,
actually,
I was trying to soft pedal it, but you're right. It's not vague at all.
I mean, the thing is that it's a wooden machete.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean to injure anyone physically. I just mean to say I'm starting to embrace anger as a really powerful mechanism for creating social change. And for me, it's always been a slightly uncomfortable feeling to be angry. Like, I've been known as a peace and love kind of hippie approach, you mm-hmm. know. But there comes a time when it's so ridiculous, the injustice and the violence against the people, that you have to stand up for yourselves and stand up for your community.
But you can be angry and be having a good time.
Oh,
while
that is the best lesson that you can learn from Puerto Ricans in this past summer of protests. That was some of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced, to be in the community of Puerto Ricans in the island and in New York, and the joy and community, and it felt like church. Hmm. Because like, where else do you have that gathering together of strangers for a common and very worthy cause?
Well, now, I was surprised to learn that you're going to be playing in Puerto Rico, and it will be your first time actually performing on the island,
right?
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be...
I'm super excited.
Yeah, you must be stoked.
Yes. And not only that, I get to play with my favorite band in Puerto Rico, Ife, or Yamina, as my backing band, and then the singer of Ife is going to do a DJ set as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm there with my homies, too.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited.
And I mean, they're all women, right?
Yeah, they are.
And they're on the record.
Yeah, they play as my backing band in Pan Pan.
Okay. But there does seem to be more of an electronic sound to much of this album. A little
there
bit
is.
Of a change for you.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
So I met a producer named Pablo San Martin, and I went to him originally because I wanted somebody to make beats for me for Pan Pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we liked working together so much that we decided to keep going and made the whole record together.
And yeah, there are tracks that are much more acoustic as you get further into the record. And those are lovely. But songs like this next one you're going to do are just, you know, As we were saying.
Papo del Vivir, it's funny because if you think that Papo del Vivir is electronic, it's actually, yes, it's electronic, but I'm playing the real drum set on that one. Mm-hmm. So it's like a
So it's not
it's
a programmed,
hybrid.
It's not
no,
a programmed beat.
Those are real
beat.
Drums.
Yeah.
There's like samples on top of it, but mostly it's me playing drums.
Okay. Now, the song, Papo del Vivir, so this means to be able to live.
Yes.
And this is from your own experience.
Yes, it's from my experience and most women's experience that we just want to live, and could you just let us live? You know, like, I was reading an article that domestic violence is like the leading cause of death for women worldwide. That's terrible,
yeah.
You know? Or just the fact that I wanted to be able to do things like go outside by myself and wasn't able to do that growing up because of fears for my safety.
Hmm. Because you were a girl.
Mm-hmm.
What about support for the idea of growing up to be a musician? You know, was that considered
my
okay?
My parents are fully supportive
Great.
Of my music. I don't blame anyone for trying to keep me safe. It's not the fault of my family. It's the fault of the society we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to change the society. And that's what this song is about. It's about reconstructing a society with space for women to live full lives, because right now we're confined to these spaces where it's deemed appropriate for us to be.
Right. And of course, it's worse in some parts of the world than it is in others. You know, in Saudi Arabia, women have just gotten the right to drive, although most of them still can't. In Iran, they're not even allowed to go to the football stadiums to watch the national team, etc.
Yeah, it's a worldwide problem.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear a musical solution from Ani Cordero and her band. The solution is lucha, fight.
That's right.
Yeah.
And build a new world for us.
The song is called Pa Poder Vivir. It's on the new album called El Machete by Ani Cordero, but here is a live performance.
Pa Poder Vivir. Y cortando cadenas ¡Ja! Aquí puse una ventana para alumbrar lo que hay adentro ¡Ja! Hay tanto que arreglar en este diseño ¡Ja! Pa' poder vivir que no es nada sencillo pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder vivir pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder vivir lucha pa' poder Sin miedo. seguir los sueños.
Another performance from Ani Cordero and her band here in our studio, Pa Poder Vivir, To Be Able to Live. You'll find it on the new album called El Machete, the latest from Ani Cordero. The last time you were here in our studio, Ani, was some years ago, but we were talking about Victor Jara, the great Chilean singer, guitarist, songwriter.
And activist, tortured
and killed in that stadium by Pinochet's thugs after the coup there in Chile. He was part of the Nueva Canción movement that swept through a lot of Latin America.
Yeah.
So what did you learn from, you know, kind of studying those people and those songs and the culture that gave rise to it?
Well, I think that it's incredibly important that the artists and musicians be a part of any political movement, and I think it's up to all of us to take, like, their brave example of, I mean, he literally gave up his life for standing up for what he believed in. And I mean, for me, in my very privileged position of being here in the States, I felt a great shock when I first realized that he had been killed for writing songs. Like, can you imagine if, like, people were like, oh, that song is offensive, I'm going to now shoot you dead, because we do not accept that.
Right.
We take for granted the liberty that we have, and we can't anymore. We're in a much worse position than when we last spoke, and it's up to all of us now to, like, reclaim the ground that we've lost as far as civil society and help rebuild it.
Civil society might be the key word there. So you're not advocating people writing songs, you know, lock him up or impeach him now or whatever it is, but rather to kind of change the tenor of the conversation?
I don't claim to have every solution, you know. I do what I can do to make my corner of the world a better place as I can.
Yeah.
I also believe that it will take a diversity of tactics to right the course of this country at this moment. We're in a really terrible place. So I think people should do what they think they need to do to save the democracy.
For you, as a person, as an artist, is it important to keep a light touch?
Yeah. So it's a balance. I think we need songs for everything. We need songs to be happy, to make out, to be sad, to feel lonely or accompanied, or to feel justified in our anger. We need songs for, that represent every part of our very complicated existence. So it can be a challenge to be, like, sometimes if you want to have a party, maybe you don't want to listen to a heavy activist record right then. But maybe it's the perfect thing to get amped to go out to a protest.
Right.
And maybe if we can write a catchy chorus and get everybody singing along, that helps unify and energize the people.
Right. I know only basic enough Spanish that I can get the gist of songs here and there. But, you know, this record, although it may have activism in it, is fun to listen to. I mean, Pa Poder Vivir is like, you know, I'm bopping along, you know, that's...
It's fun to play.
Yeah, it seemed like it would be a fun song to play. Tell me about Prima. What is Prima?
Prima is a nonprofit organization I started with my friends from Buscabulla after the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. So Buscabulla, they've
Buscabulla
been here.
Buscabulla is a
terrific band.
Fantastic band. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they have new music coming, and it's
yes.
killer. So go check them out. And so, but long story short, after the hurricane, everybody wanted to know what we could do. And it seemed like there was plenty of organizations that were helping the elderly and helping children and helping those that were sick. And like the most obvious groups of people were getting assistance. But nobody was watching out for the artists, the independent artists in Puerto Rico who already live really close to the edge.
Mm.
So people started calling and, well, not calling, but Facebook messaging, because it was the only way to communicate then. And saying like, well, we have $40 and a four-year-old and an empty fridge. Can you help?
Yeah.
So everybody was playing, all the musicians were playing benefits and things, but we decided to build Prima as a way of getting musicians in the diaspora to support musicians on the island. And so there were a series of benefit concerts, and all that money was sent directly for emergency grants for musicians in the island. And then Pregones Puerto Rican Traveling Theater helped us with they were our fiscal sponsor, so they handled all the money part so we could focus on fundraising. And we would send money orders as soon as we had enough to send, like, 5 or 10 grants, we would send it.
Right. And so PRIMA stands for Puerto Rico Independent Musicians and Artists.
That's right.
Okay.
So the goal of PRIMA is to support the independent musical community in Puerto Rico. And as a secondary mission, then we are building bridges between the musicians in the island and in the diaspora.
Okay.
And so now we also like have showcases every year, now that it's a little bit past the emergency, and we bring artists from the island to showcase during the Latin Alternative Music Conference and Afro-Latino Fest, and provide other career advice and support.
Yeah. Do you bring like the roots music, bomba, plena, or is it mostly?
It's more indie. So
indie stuff,
one of the things is like Jazz Foundation of America not partnered with us, but we helped them locate musicians. We were targeting. Prima has a very narrow mission.
Mm-hmm.
On
you
purpose.
Do what you can do. You can't help.
Yeah, we're
everybody.
A small organization, and we help independent artists who create original music.
I see. Okay.
And so bomba and roots music, there's other organizations that are interested in helping those communities and have a lot more money than us, honestly.
Right.
So we just act as a referral service to those organizations when they want to make those contacts.
Mm.
So like Jazz Foundation of America helped like 100 roots and jazz musicians right. in the island.
So when you do finally get to play your first show down there, it'll be not just another gig, but kind of
it's super special.
Yeah, bringing the diaspora and mm-hmm. the people on the island back together.
Yeah.
For the moment, Ani Cordero is here with her band in our studio, and she will be playing next here in New York on December 6th at the Sultan Room.
That's right.
In Bushwick, Brooklyn. This next song, you say, Joe.
Yes.
Yo no vine a jugar.
That's right.
I didn't come to play. So pronouncing the Y as a J sound, that's a Puerto Rican dialect thing?
It's just Puerto Rican. That's just how I talk. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't really ever think about it, but here it is.
Here it is. I did not come to play is the translation. Clearly, Ani and her band did come to play and are now about to.
I have to hand over the bass for this one.
Oh,
just
right,
one second,
right.
Then
Silvio is going
to
put down the guitar and strap on the bass. And Ani will be otherwise unencumbered to sing this song. Yo no vine a jugar is the name of it. You'll find it on the record El Machete, but here is a live performance.
Piensa que lo sabe todo, pero esta vieja ha vivido mucho. Chamaquita piensa que lo sabe todo, pero el jueguito aquí se acabó. Tu mamá te avisó, niña, tu mamá te avisó. Tu mamá te avisó, niña, tu mamá te avisó. Piensa que lo sabe todo, pero esta bruja ha vivido mucho. El maldito piensa que lo sabe todo, pero el jueguito aquí se acabó. Tu mujer te avisó, chacho, tu mujer te avisó. Tu mujer te avisó, chacho, tu mujer te avisó.
Yo no vine a jugar, I didn't come to play, a song by Ani Cordero from her new record El Machete, live performance by Ani and her band here in the studio, little reggae flavor there in that song. Are you a Bob Marley
fan?
Sure,
yeah.
Because, you know, at his best, he was able to write songs that addressed social unrest from a very specific angle of a black Jamaican man in ways that had millions of white Americans and Europeans just like singing their lungs out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the gold standard of the protest song, isn't it? To be able to do that.
That is very effective, yeah.
Yeah. So do you see this as a protest record?
Yeah.
El Machete?
Yeah. Protest and love songs are pretty much my jam.
Bam.
So most of my songs can fall in one of those two categories.
Can they fall into both at the same time?
Yes, because self-love demands respect.
Mm-hmm. Well said. The album's called El Machete. Once again, Ani Cordero and the band playing December 6th at the Sultan Room in Brooklyn. It's been a while since we last saw you here. It's great to hear the new record. Ani, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Si no la sabes soltar, yo te cuidaré, te llevaré a espaldas pa' que descanses. No te quedes trancado, suelta lo que no te sirve, vuelve a vivir, vuelve a vivir.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.